Hey there, it's Zach. I never thought I'd see the day, but today is the day when... Okay, I don't want to give it away, but someone in Coleraine is getting married today. You think you know who it is? Then come with me and let's find out beyond Gilead.
Hey there, is everyone...
Mary, you aren't crying already, are you?
Well, of course I am. It's a wedding. Huh? This is one of the best places to shed happy tears.
All right, as long as they're happy tears. Now, is everyone ready back there?
I think so. Oh, they all look so beautiful, John. Just wait till you see them.
I have no doubt. Hey, the groomsmen aren't looking too shabby either.
Oh, they're all such handsome boys.
Yeah, men, honey. They're men now.
I know. And it's a miracle they're all standing there. After yesterday's mess, I wasn't sure we'd get here.
So if the weather doesn't clear in Omaha, he doesn't make it? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's what they said, so...
What are we gonna do?
Well, we're going to pray for the wedding and for everyone involved. And if it goes too much longer, we'll see if we can get him to another airport. Maybe he can get a car and drive to...
No one should have to be worried about missing their own wedding.
Of course not. He'll make it here just fine. And then he'll be able to enjoy the flower and cake and dress chaos like any other groom.
That part of our wedding certainly wasn't that fun for you, was it?
Not really, but it comes with the territory. You do what you have to do.
And that's what I love about you. You know... I didn't need the flowers there, Caleb.
I know, but you wanted them there, and I wanted them there for you. I think the best part of the day was that I came away with you as my wife.
Aw, you're such a big softie.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell anyone.
I can't believe we've been married for 9 years.
10 since we lost Dad.
Oh, honey. Thank you, Caleb.
For what?
For helping me to remember what's important. He'll get here in time for the wedding tomorrow. The bows and the flowers really don't matter. It's the marriage that does.
That's true. But there's nothing saying that we can't help things along a little. Let's call him and see if we can get him to another airport.
Do you need my cell
phone? God worked it out.
Yes, he did. The weather cleared right at the perfect time.
Oh. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Then let's go.
Are all the flowers set up? Does everyone have your bouquets?
Yes, everyone does. And Hope's gone to check on the decorations for the reception.
Good. And the cake? It's still okay, right?
The cake's good. Everything's gonna be okay.
Thank you, Haley. I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't been here to step in and help.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that even happened. All the weddings I've catered and set up, and this is the wedding that gets messed up? It figures.
Well, you have had a lot on your plate with this one.
Yeah, when you cater weddings, that's usually all you have to do.
So next time?
Next time? Next time? There isn't going to be a next time. I'm not doing this again.
I know what you mean. Weddings are a lot of work.
What are you talking about? Your wedding was so simple.
Well, that's the way Luke and I wanted it.
You mean that's the way you wanted it? Luke just went along with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. But trust me, he wasn't about to argue to make it bigger.
Good point.
Brooke, you're so organized. You make everything look so easy and simple, even when it's not.
Oh, thank you, Maya. I appreciate that. Although you didn't see Luke and me trying to get the kids on the plane, or through the airport for that matter, I have got to figure out a way to streamline that process.
I wouldn't count on that. Mom was right. By the time you figure those things out, the kids will be in college.
That doesn't give us much hope.
Did somebody ask for hope?
We can always use another dose of hope.
Good, because it looks like everything at the reception is good to go. Are you guys ready?
I think we are. Mm-hmm.
The kids! Does someone have the kids dressed and ready? Ugh, did they get Emmy all cleaned up from this morning's mess?
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, everyone. We need to calm down a little. I'm not sure your moms and dads would be happy with you all wearing yourselves out before the wedding.
We're all in the wedding, Miss Grace.
I know that. You know, not a lot of weddings would have 7 kids in them. You guys are very, very blessed.
Yeah, so Maddie and Mark need to behave.
Yes, they do, or Aunt Haley's gonna get upset. How about if you all come over here and have Miss Grace tell you a story? When I was little, Miss Grace used to tell me stories all the time.
And my mom and dad, too?
Well, your mom, yes. Brooke and I used to go to Miss Grace's a lot, and we had lemonade and shared stories. It was a lot of fun.
Yummy-aid?
No yummy-aid here today, honey. But Aunt Haley will go grab your juice from your bag. Here, let me just put you right here.
Now you two behave in here while I'm gone. And everyone else, listen to Miss Grace's story. I'll be right back. Tommy, I expect you to help Miss Grace.
Yes, ma'am. I promise.
Are you okay? Max is sleeping with the little ones in the portable cribs.
Yes, Haley, I'll be fine. Go ahead.
All right.
Oh, now, a long time ago in a land not so far away, there lived a little boy named Tim.
Like Uncle Tim?
Why, yes, Lindsay. Just like Uncle Tim. And he used to like fishing.
Wait. How did you know that was Lindsay?
What?
Well, you can't see her, so...
Oh, right. But I can hear her, and her voice sounds different than yours. You know what? Maddie and Mark are being pretty quiet. What are they?
Grace, I just came to pick up the... Oh, no.
What is it? Caleb? What's wrong?
We did their makeup just like Mommy. Don't they look pretty?
They do. They look very pretty, boys. But, I think we may want to not use permanent marker for the makeup next time, okay?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't worry, Grace. It's okay. Come on, pretty girls. Let's go see if we can get this washed off before the wedding. Carrie?
Caleb got that under control, Anna. It's fine. Everyone's beautiful and marker-free.
Oh, thank goodness.
Anna, it's gonna be all right. God's gonna work everything out just fine.
You're right. Thank you, Maya.
I told him I'd rather fly with a praying pilot than without one.
I'd have to agree with that.
That's a great story, Tim.
It is. But you know what we really want to hear about?
Yeah, tell us about this Erin girl.
Yeah, Tim.
Erin's awesome. And she's okay with me being in the Air Force.
You must be pretty serious about her if you brought her to the wedding. This is like the worst place to bring a date unless you're serious.
That's true. All the family is here.
Yeah, and all the romantic implications.
I know. And I'm really glad I brought her, too. You know, I think she's the one.
That's awesome. I like her a lot. She seems really nice.
Mom's gonna be all over that.
Yeah, Brooke will probably be all over it too.
Who are you guys kidding? All of the women will be all over that.
Oh, that's true. Hope she doesn't scare easily.
Don't worry about Erin. She can hold her own.
Hey guys, it's time. You better hurry up and get out here if you want to get
married. Oh, yeah.
Okay, wow. Well, let's go then.
Is my tie straight?
Your tie looks great.
She looks so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think the groom thinks so, too.
Yeah, look at that face.
Oh, yes. All the love he has is right there. And to think we almost had to postpone this whole thing because of a silly football game.
They're winning. They have the best coach on the planet. Come on.
Yeah, no pressure there.
No.
There isn't any pressure. Mike is the best, and he needs to get this game over with and get home. He's getting married tomorrow.
I still don't get how he thinks he's going to make it home for the wedding.
Well, he's leaving on the red eye as soon as this game is over. Right. So as long as he can get across town to the airport and the weather holds and all the flights are on time, he should be here in time for the wedding tomorrow. It's insane. There isn't even a rehearsal because Mike's playing football.
Well, with all the weddings we've had over the years, we don't really need a rehearsal.
That's right. Ben and Janet.
You and Carrie.
Brooke and Luke.
Becca and Justin.
Yep. We've got this wedding thing down.
I hope so.
I never thought I'd be so happy to see a football game end.
I never thought I'd see you watching football on television and actually paying attention.
Ouch.
So now, as you two have stood before this audience of friends and loved ones, I want to challenge you to always remember the vows you made before God today. Keep him at the center of your marriage, and he'll be with you through the good and the bad. You will be able to see both as a gift. In your marriage and in the family that you will build together in the years to come, you will experience the peace that the presence of Jesus brings. And now, I am honored to pronounce you man and wife. Michael, you may kiss your bride.
Finally.
It's my joy to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Michael and Maya Morrison.
Maya, I'm so happy for you and Mike. Oh, hold on, your veil's caught. Here, let me help you.
Thank you, Anna. You've been the best maid of honor ever. See? I told you God would work everything out just fine.
Right. He did. Now, here's your bouquet. Time to go, Mrs. Morrison.
What God has done with her.
Hey, so Caleb.
Oh, hey,
Brooke. Carrie tells me that you're on the city council and that you're the head of the business association in town.
Yeah, that's right.
That's cool.
Caleb and I both feel it's really important to get involved in the way Coleraine is being run. Mm. We live here, after all.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, so what about you and Luke?
Well, we're still working at the orphanage in Peru, and oh, we love it. The kids are fantastic, and we can see how we're changing lives. Mm. But I do wish I could be closer to home.
Yeah.
The kids would love to see their grandparents more, and I know they'd love to see the kids more often, too.
We can understand that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we've got Monica here in town.
Yeah.
And your parents have been fantastic.
Aw.
It's almost like they've adopted us, and the kids, too.
Your dad, he's helped me a lot. More than you know.
Aw, I'm so glad, Caleb.
So am I. Man, we couldn't ask for a better addition to our family.
And now, with Maya and Mike, we really are family.
Oh, I feel like we always have been, Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Brooke, I may have a project in the works that could help bring you and Luke closer to home.
Oh, yes, Caleb. That'd be perfect.
What?
We'll see Mom spearheading this effort to take the former Peace of Heaven campus and to turn it into something to help kids.
Huh.
A camp, a home, a school. We have a lot of options on the table, but we're going to need some help figuring out what to do, and when we do, someone to run it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go find Luke and my mom and then kick some ideas around.
All right, I think they're over here.
Hey, where's Brooke going with Caleb? I think Caleb's offering her and Luke a job.
Really? Here in Coleraine?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
Oh, my feet hurt. Haley, you need to design a set of shoes that looks awesome but doesn't hurt all day.
Shoes? Nuh-uh. That's not my field. There's physics involved in that. I'll stick with dresses and clothes.
You know, I could probably help you with that. You'd be the only designer out there with shoes to match your outfits.
Hey, I forgot you were some super secret rocket scientist for the government.
You did?
No, I just love saying super secret rocket scientist. It sounds really cool.
It does, doesn't it? It's not as much fun for Justin, though. Working in a top secret lab with no windows and no communication. Not easy.
I'm glad they let me come here. I needed the break. So maybe helping my sister with some shoes could help me relieve some stress.
That's something I never thought I'd hear coming out of your mouth.
True.
Okay, you're stuck now. I am so roping you into this. And then you and Becca can come to Fashion Week in New York when I reveal my new line.
A new line?
Wow, Haley, that's great.
Awesome. I'll be showing off some Haley Morrison originals this year when it comes around. I can't wait.
Aaron, tell us how you met Timothy. And what do you do for a living? And what do you think of Coleraine?
Aaron, you're more than welcome to just answer with name, rank, and serial number.
Oh, it's all right, Mr. Morrison. I've heard a lot about both of you. Well,
all of your family, really. And I've been really looking forward to getting to know all of you.
Awesome. So how'd you meet Tim?
Well, this sounds like girl talk. So if you'll excuse me, ladies, I'm going to go get some punch and cake. And just let you all get acquainted. Say, maybe I'll grab Tim and get his side of the story.
Coward.
Yep. Yeah. <that's... laughs>
So how'd you meet Tim?
Well, it was at this festival that they were holding on base. I was helping out.
I can't thank you enough for everything that you did for the wedding, Anna. It would not have been the same without you at all. You made it perfect.
You are so welcome, Maya. I had a good time, believe it or not.
Not? How could you have had a good time? You were crazy.
I was a little bridezilla, wasn't I?
And you weren't even the bride.
Michael!
Wow! You know we love you, Anna. And Maya's right. You did make everything perfect.
How can you say that? You almost missed your flight, and then Haley had to fix the dress, and the cake fell apart.
But it still all turned out perfectly. God had a plan, Anna, and his plan is always right.
Well, can't argue with that. Now, what else do you need? Do you have all your bags in the car for the honeymoon? Makeup? Need anything else?
It's all in the car, packed and ready.
Right.
If I don't have it, I'll buy it when I get there.
Right.
Now you go have some cake. I heard the caterer is fantastic and that it's delicious.
Love you, Maya.
I love you too.
I'm glad that's over.
Mike and Maya are so adorable and so happy.
It's really sweet. I'm glad the two of them finally realized what they meant to each other.
Ah, me too.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we should pray. I mean, our kids are scattered all over the world, and I'd really like to pray for them.
Yes, honey.
Hi, Mrs. Morrison.
Hello, husband.
I like that, being a husband.
Well, I like you being my husband.
It was good to see everyone. I wish we'd had more time to talk to them all.
Me too. We were so wrapped up in the wedding, we didn't get to spend time with anyone.
Yeah. Listen, Maya, I know we're on a plane and headed to our honeymoon, but would you mind if we prayed together right now?
I would love to pray with you, Michael. I think that's a great idea.
The kids are all in bed, hon.
Thank goodness. I'm wiped out. Getting your sister married took more energy than I'd imagined.
I know. I'm ready for bed already. I wish Tiffany could have been there today. Mm. Seeing everyone, well, it made me realize how much she was missing. I just hope she's okay.
I know, honey. Sorry.
Carrie, would you mind praying with me?
I was thinking the same thing.
Dear God, thank you. What a beautiful day you blessed me with today. Maya was gorgeous, and I'm so thankful that you've blessed her with Mike as a husband. Thank you so much for the blessings you've given me. Given this whole family, really. I pray now for Tiffany. Wherever she is, bless her with your presence. Keep her safe. Surround her by your angels and protect her.
So much for the blessings that you have showered on this family, God. I pray for Tim and Aaron right now that you would be with them. Protect them on their flight back home and be with them as they look at taking the next steps in their relationship. God, I pray that they would continue to honor you in their lives with the work they're doing together and that you would show them the path you have.
God, I pray that you would bless Haley in her job. We're so proud of Haley.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that you would establish the work of her hands. Bless her and lift her up in that fashion world. Let her be a light to shine your glory in everything she does. It's not an easy world to share your faith, but I know you have placed Haley there to share her witness and glorify you. Protect her heart and keep her safe.
God, be with the Richter family. I pray you'd be with Monica and help soothe her heart tonight. She's happy about Maya, but God, keep healing her heart over losing Tom and the disappearance of Tiffany, and help Monica to keep glorifying you in all she does. And Lord, lead us too, please, as we try to figure out what
be with Caleb and Carrie, and help them to know what you want for them in the future. I pray you would guide their hearts as they figure out what to do with the Peace of Heaven campus, and show them how they can heal Coleraine.
Aaron and I just want to thank you for the opportunity to see family and share the blessings you've given us yet again. Be with Luke and Brooke as they travel back to Peru. I pray for their safety. And God, open up their future so that they know where you want them to be. I pray, God, that you would bring them closer to home so that we can all enjoy them and their kids. And just thank you, Father, for Aaron and this
you've
relationship.
You've blessed this wonderful group of families and this town. And God, it's amazing to see how the next generation is already coming together. I pray for those little ones and babies. Just as I prayed for their parents and their grandparents. I pray you bless every part of their lives. Lift them up in their coming and going. And God, grant them your grace over every single moment of their lives.
Keep Justin and Becca in your hands. Help Justin as he continues to use his talents to glorify you. Keep him safe. Help him to have peace as he works for the government.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And thank you again, God, for my family. For giving me such amazing blessings. I'm overwhelmed with love for them and appreciation to you for blessing me with them when...
Oh, thank you, Lord, for our daughter. This precious child that you've entrusted to our care. She has been such a wonderful part of our family, God. Thank you.
Ah, yes, and we pray for each of our children, Father God, and all of our friends and loved ones, those we see every day, and especially those we don't. We pray for those who share our everyday journeys and walk with us while we enjoy this life that you've so graciously granted us. God, please bless them with your grace and your peace and your mercy. May we continue to be a light in this world and honor you with all that we say and do. In Jesus' precious, holy name, we pray. Amen.
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 Beyond Gilead has been based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane, both a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, And So It Goes, was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Glenn West, Roy Wallace, and Austin Roosthoffer were the recording engineers, with post-production by Joe Carroll. Music was provided by John Campbell. Our cast included Roger Mueller as John Morrison and Jill Schellebarger Mueller as Mary Morrison. Lori Krieg as Brooke, Kurt Fowler as Justin, Kelly Bernat as Haley, Chris Blair as Mike, Nathan Heckman as Tim, and Mackenzie Seagard as Hope. Rodney Tesla played Tom Richter, and Joyce Bean played Monica Richter. Bryce Buffenbarger as Caleb, Melissa Heldman as Tiffany, Elise Azgul as Maya, and Karen Levine as Grace. Terry Ritchie was the executive producer, and I'm your host, Zach. We here at Keys for Kids Ministries and Beyond Gilead would like to give special thanks to Randy Heckman and Beth Culp, who started us out on this wonderful journey. We want to thank you, our listening audience, for your support, and most of all, we want to say thanks to God for his faithfulness over all these years. Beyond Gilead.